Now, we have this beautiful tree. It's looking a little November-ish right now. So, usually in the fall, a tree like this would be covered with beautiful colored leaves, similar to the ones that you have with you today. And then at a certain time, when they get all dried out and there's a bit of wind and rain, they all end up down on the ground and the tree looks like that.
Just like us.
Exactly, John. Just like us, John said. Yes, our leaves fall out and yes, there you go. So we're going to do things a little bit backwards. We're going to start with a bare tree and then we're going to add the leaves that you have. Now, do you have a leaf, Connie?
I do.
Oh, no, I'll get one.
Oh.
What we're going to do is we're going to have a little discussion. Usually, as a minister, I've preached many, many Thanksgiving sermons. I suddenly realize I don't really have anything new to say right now. No, that's not really true. However, it is a time for us to share together. Thanksgiving is traditionally a time when we identify for ourselves what those things are that we're thankful for. Why do we even come here today to express our thanks? What is it that each of us is being thankful for? And I suspect that each of you is like pretty much everyone else, that we have many, many, many things for which we can be thankful. So we're going to spend a moment just naming some of those things. And I'm going to start us off here. So we're going to take our leaf. We'll take a nice red leaf here. And what we're going to do is I'm just going to say a little bit, and then I'm going to reduce down whatever I say to just one word that I can put on this leaf. So I'll give you an example. When we were singing, I think it was the first hymn, where it talked about, come you thankful people, come. The part where it talks about the wheat and the weeds, or in the older version of that hymn, the wheat and the tares are sown together, are planted together, and they grow up together. And that's based on a story in one of the Gospels, where the farmer, if you will, plants this good crop, and then all of a sudden these tares, these weeds start to grow up. And he starts by taking the weeds out as much as he can so that it doesn't choke out the good plants. But then he discovers that, as all of us who are gardeners do, the weeds just eventually take over. But that's not the end of the story, because what happens at the end, the farmer just lets the weeds grow, and then at the end he harvests the good crop, and then the weeds are just done away with. And I always used to think, when I grew up, the message that I received, not so much from Sunday school in my home church, but I went to a children's Bible class after school, and the person who ran that, although very well-meaning, was one of those people that, you know, people are bad. People are bad, 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 until they accept Jesus, and then they're wonderful. And that's the message that I grew up with, that we need to accept Jesus, that we need to make some sort of specific action or say some specific words in order for us to become acceptable, in order for God to love us. But thank goodness, and this is one of the gifts of God for me, that over the years I've had a chance to learn that God is love. God is just pure love. And I used to think when I sang the words of that hymn that the weeds part were bad people, and that at the end God was going to do away with all of the bad people and then just the good people would be left. And what I learned from that is that there are not necessarily bad people, but there is evil in the world, as we know. There are evil things. There's hatred, there's greed, there's... the list goes on and on and on. And I think those are the weeds that God is going to get rid of someday. Not necessarily people, because we are all God's creatures. We are all God's creation, and God has called us good. And so we await that time when God will do away with all of those bad things, those evil things that we see in our world all too often. And that doesn't necessarily include people. So I would express that I'm going to use two words. To me, that is, I'm very thankful for God's unconditional love. So I'm going to write unconditional love on my leaf.